Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Werber steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Parker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The ball gets by Brucker. He chases the ball to the backstop. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hill throws the ball into Peters, who tags Hayes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dietrich moves to third. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dietrich scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chubby Dean now playing first base. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a pop-up towards first. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Peters. Radcliffe moves to third. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hill reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Hill moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayes scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pete. Werber moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hill steals second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing center field. Mike Krivic now playing left field. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Ace Parker. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Buck Ross. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.